And that leads into another question, which is agriculture.
Yeah.
Lots of energy going into that. We're not going to be able to keep up that kind of agriculture anymore, are we?
Yeah, and this is probably the biggest problem that we face as a species right now. We have created a form of food production, industrial agriculture, that is dependent on fossil fuel inputs at every stage of the process. From transportation of seeds and distribution of seeds, and now, and horrifically, more and more genetically engineered seeds, to the inputs of chemical fertilizers, ammonia fertilizers made from almost all made from natural gas currently, through the Haber-Bosch synthesis process, to chemical insecticides and herbicides, again, almost all made from petroleum byproducts, to the transportation, the harvesting and transportation of the food. The typical American meal these days, the food has traveled 1,300 miles before it gets to our plates. At each stage of that process, we are dependent and increasingly dependent on fossil fuels. And the problem with this globalization of the food supply is not just dependency, but also the fact that as we have created this current food system, we have cannibalized and destroyed the previous locally based, non-chemically dependent food system. So it's not as though we can just fall back on the small farmers, living locally, who can supply all of our food needs. All of those local farmers are gone. Back at the turn of the century, 70% of the American population was still rural. There were still millions and millions of farmers. These days, well, I think in the year 2000 census, there wasn't even a category, there wasn't even a box you could check off for full-time farmer, because there were so few of them left in the U.S. The only way that kind of food system works, where the entire population is dependent on just a very, very few people, is if those few people are using giant machines and burning tons of fossil fuel in order to produce and transport food. When those fossil fuels go away, we'll have to find another way to feed ourselves. Ultimately, we're all going to be eating organic food. The question is how we're going to get there. Once again, some planning, some foresight, and some strategizing could make the transition much, much easier than will be the case otherwise.
Well, here's another issue. You've spoken to me of the gardening skills of your wife, but that presupposes access to land.
That's right.
We know about the Brazilian landless peasants movement, but right here in our own country, the ex-mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, was actually seemed constantly at war with community gardeners in New York.
Right.
How do we grow? First of all, I guess we can. My first question is, how productive can organic gardening and organic farming be compared to the industrial style? And then how can we grow enough food for ourselves if we don't have access to land? How do we get access to land?
Right. Well, first of all, the productivity question. In many situations, organic and ecological agriculture can be as productive, or in some situations even more productive than industrial fossil fuel agriculture. However, looking at the situation globally, it's unlikely that we could make a transition to organic and ecological agriculture over the short term that would not entail a serious disruption of the human food supply. We're having trouble right now growing enough food for all the people in the world. We have had historically food surpluses, and those have contributed, in fact, to population growth. But the World Food Program, for example, issued a report on October 28th, just a couple of days ago. It said, although emergency food aid almost tripled over the 1990s, it was not enough to meet growing needs. Population still increasing. This year, the World Food Program had to suspend help to 3 million women, children, and elderly people in North Korea because it had run out of resources. The spokesman said, the global emergency relief system is overwhelmed.
But isn't that because the governments are not giving enough money to these programs?
There's that problem, but also global food production increases have stalled, and we're actually seeing a reduction in the amount of grain being grown and harvested each year. This is unprecedented. We haven't seen this before. We're actually getting to the limits of the amount of food that can be produced by our industrial agricultural system. And the transition back to a locally based organic food production system is bound to be traumatic. So, of course, this then shifts the topic over to population because the...
There are populations in places where the land is not arable.
That's right. That's right. And we may, in fact, have already overshot the Earth's ultimate carrying capacity for human beings. And the carrying capacity for Earth absent fossil fuels may be, well, perhaps somewhere in the region of 2 billion humans, according to some estimates. At least that's what the population was a century ago before we became dependent on fossil fuels for agriculture. So the difference between the 6.2 billion we have now and the 2 billion that may be the sustainable long-term carrying capacity for humans is the number that we need to probably reduce our population by over the next century. Theoretically, that can be done. If each couple were limited to one child over the next century. But then, of course, we have a horrific political problem of finding a way to humanely reduce population. It's not an easy task by any means, and, of course, it's fraught with controversy at every level.